From the very beginning, Jesus was coexistent with the eternal God. In 3 years of earthly ministry, he pointed others to this loving creator of the universe, inviting them to be united with God in a life of faith. Thousands embraced this humble prophet and his message, believing him to be the long-awaited Messiah. As Jesus and a band of his closest followers entered the city of Jerusalem for the Jewish Passover celebration, they were greeted by great crowds of people shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Behold, the Holy Lamb of God!" Passover week in Jerusalem was typically filled with a blend of joyous celebrations and quiet reflections. It was a time for Israel to recall God's faithfulness over many generations. As Jesus gathered his disciples to share the Passover meal, they did so with a grateful look to the past and a confident assurance of God's presence in their lives. In the moments that followed, though, these followers became quickly aware that things were about to change. "I have eagerly anticipated eating this Passover meal with you before I suffer," Jesus said. "For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it comes to fulfillment in the kingdom of God." As they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you." Then he took a cup of wine, saying, "Take and drink, for this is my blood poured out for you." After the Passover meal, Jesus led his disciples to an olive grove called Gethsemane. Leaving them behind, Jesus went further ahead where he prayed alone. Overwhelmed with anguish, he cried out to God, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." matter of a few short hours following the Passover meal, Jesus was betrayed by his closest followers, arrested by an angry mob, falsely accused and sentenced by religious and government leaders, and now nailed to a cross between two common criminals. Mocked by soldiers, abandoned by those who knew him best, Jesus had been led like a lamb about to be slaughtered to a place called the Skull to be crucified. It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land. Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." After he said this, he died. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. Out of fear, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Praise the God of resurrection."
Praise the God.